We headed to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. With week 10 of football in the books, it's time to get ready for week 11. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of Week 11, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a deposit bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, as we say every week, no matter how bad things were, still got to play out the rest of the season. So it's time to look forward to Iowa. And
boy,
what we have,
Jim.
Yes. Well, it's still, you know, it's the same thing every week. Now, after an 0-4 start, you know, is this team prepared to turn it around?
Yeah, I mean, that's the million-dollar question, right? So is Penn State able to build on the things from last week and put a better product on the field this week against Iowa? I mean, look, I think we've all seen enough of James Franklin and Penn State, Jim, to say, yeah, Penn State's going to be capable of doing that. Yeah, they're going to build on what they did well last week. Yeah, this, yeah, that, yeah, the other thing. But I mean, at some point, I think you just have to kind of, you know, it's, well, you know, fool me once, shame on me, fool me twice, and, you know, then fool me three and four more times. And I don't know what else to say at this point. I mean, I picked Penn State to win last week. I thought we'd get an inspired performance. I thought they would do some of the things that they've been doing sloppy better. And it just wasn't the case. They started slow. They got behind. They tried to come back. They couldn't. They're now playing with, you know, again, the third, fourth, and fifth string running backs. They're playing with a backup quarterback. I mean, this is not a backup offensive lineman. I mean, I think you have to take all those things into account when you're saying, can this team find a way to win against Iowa this weekend? I mean, it's an Iowa team that just steamrolled Minnesota and Kirk Shiroka's old team, of course. So that kind of makes you wonder a little bit. And I mean, they come in here at 2-2, I believe, Jim. And, yes. You know, not, I mean, with the West being as messy as it is, I know Wisconsin came out and won again. And so they're probably back in the driver's seat there. But, you know, Iowa is a team that will have something to play for here for a little bit. And I just think that you would assume in most years that Penn State's a more motivated team, Jim. I just don't have a great confidence in that being the case this year.
Well, you alluded to Iowa's schedule so far. They lost two close games to start the season, 0-2, and since then they've blown out both Michigan State and Minnesota, so they are on a roll. Now, from the Penn State standpoint, you know, what do they have to play for? Well, there's pride. There's, you know, you, as individual players, you certainly want to perform well. A week ago, and I mentioned this earlier, Will Levis came into the game, and all of a sudden, the offense played better because they didn't turn the ball over more than anything else. But we also saw improved play from the defense. I'll ask you about the momentum change in a second. But first, is there any way in the world Will Levis is not the starter?
Boy, I'll be stunned, Jim. I mean, I know by the time this is out there that it could be, you know, could be outdated news. But yeah, I would just be shocked if he's not the starter. I mean, you know, I just, I don't know at this point how Penn State could not try Will Levis for a little bit longer and just see what they have here. I think we know what they have in Sean Clifford, a guy who will fight for his team and fight as hard as he can, but at the end of the day, make too many mistakes to ever be the full-time guy for an extended period. So that's who I, you know, that's who I say is the, that's why I say Will Levis should be the starting quarterback. I just can't imagine going into this this week and doing anything else.
I can't either, but you never know. You know, James Franklin has been so loyal to Sean Clifford, you just don't know. Is it possible he'll start Clifford just with a really short leash? I don't see that happening either because Sean Clifford has made so many mistakes, turned the ball over. I'm not sure this team could afford that kind of mistake early in the game and fall behind early again. They need to change that pattern, and they need to change that right away. Now I want to go back to what I was saying about the momentum. The team, not just on offense, but also defensively, they seemed much better when Will Levis took over. Is that something because of Will Levis being in there, or was this just a case, well, the defense is going to start poorly, and then they're going to finish stronger?
I would make the case that Nebraska stinks, Jim, and that Penn State shouldn't have been down as much as they were to Nebraska to begin with, and that Penn State, when it finally got some rhythm on offense and was finally throwing some accurate passes, and when the running backs finally were breaking some tackles and doing some nice things, that I really felt like that was the version of Penn State's offense that we had expected to see for a while now. And it took a lot longer than most of us expected. But, will that be the case against Iowa this week, though? I don't know if I can say that with any amount of certainty. I mean, Kirk Ferentz's teams are typically pretty tough on both line of scrimmages. And so I think that's something to keep in mind here. They've given up only 14 points the last 2 weeks, Jim. I know they gave up 21 and 24 during the first 2 weeks. 21 and 24 during the first 2 weeks. But, this is not a horrible this is not a horrible defense by any stretch of the imagination. So I thought while Penn State did get some things going, you know, it was also against a team that they should have got things going against a whole heck of a lot sooner.
They certainly should have. All right. Now, your coach, James Franklin, what's your message to the team right now this week in practice? They've started 0-4. A week ago, press conference, James Franklin was talking about he's not been as sharp as he should be. He's misses his family. You lose again, replace the starting quarterback. You're now 0-4. What kind of message can you, as the head coach, plus the rumor swirling about other coaching jobs, what's the message that James Franklin can deliver to this team this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to tell them, look, guys, we have had some challenges this season and things have not gone according to plan, but it's not time to pack it in yet. It's not time to sit here and, you know, feel bad about ourselves or blame this or blame that or make excuses about this or that, because ultimately this is a young football team. You know, we talk about the struggles of the class of 2020 and we talk about, or 2021, and we talk about, you know, that this is a young team with like 8 seniors, and that's why there's not a lot of space in this cycle. But there are a lot of guys on this team who will be back, Jim, and will have many years to play at Penn State. And so at some point you got to turn it around and say, this is as much about the future as it is this season, you know? So I think the message to them just simply has to be, look, guys, we are in a bad place right now, but we're back home. We're in Beaver Stadium, even though it's not what Beaver Stadium has typically been known to act like and feel like on a game day. But this is what we, this is what we signed up for this year. And so we got to find a way to get it going again. And if they can do that, I think that they will be in a much better place than they have been. But, you know, we've heard a lot of good things over and over and over again, Jim, and then it never really seems to come to fruition. And I think that's been the challenging part about following this team, watching this team, and predicting how this team is going to do. I mean, it's very kind of difficult to get a sense of what is just, you know, words that are being said and what actually is, something to believe in.
I want to take a look at the DraftKings spread on this game. And I know you're a betting man, so you could talk to us about this. This game, you saw a couple weeks ago, Penn State was the heavy favorite against Maryland. They were still favored against Nebraska last week. Finally this week, Penn State, the initial line I saw on DraftKings app was Penn State was a 2.5-point underdog at home. And I know it's a little different now saying at home. But in a day, that went from a 2.5-point underdog to a 1.5-point underdog. What do you see in that spread?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, when you watch, like the Maryland game, for example, Jim, the line surged to 27.5, 28. I was talking to a couple of people in the press box. Like, do you think this is people who are just betting Penn State because conventional logic says Penn State should beat up Maryland? Or do you think it's people who know what they're doing? And we kind of decided it was a mixture of both. But I don't know, man. I don't know what to think at this point. Obviously, you know, Penn State is a team who's very rarely an underdog to anyone but Michigan or Ohio State. And lately, it's only been Ohio State at home. So that's a little bit startling. But I think the line's probably fair based on what we've seen from these two teams, Jim. And in fact, I won't be surprised if it goes a little bit more in Iowa's direction. But, you know, I do think there are some people buying the fact that with Will Levis, Penn State's offense will be less turnover prone. And if you take the turnovers out of the equation, Jim, this team would be, I'll probably at least have one win, if not more at this point. So I think that's something you have to keep in mind as well.
Well, looking at the stats for the games, in both the Indiana game and the Nebraska game, Penn State dominated the statistics, you know, the number of yards, the total yards. So I think you're right that there has to be something there that when it came out at Penn State, a 2.5-point underdog, and quickly was bet down to only a 1.5 underdog, I think DraftKings is seeing Penn State money coming in because of that, and it may be the change at quarterback that's causing that to happen. All right, Greg, we talked about the spread. It's time for you to tell us how to bet this game. As I said, Penn State is a 1.5 underdog, and the over-under is 47.5 points.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over based on what we've seen from Penn State's offense with Will Levis for as little as we have. And I think Iowa can put some points up too, as we saw against Minnesota and the week before that against, I believe it was Michigan State. So I would like the over there, Jim. And as for I picked Penn State the last 2 weeks. I've been wrong. I'm done doing it. Iowa 27, Penn State 20.
You do realize that 27-20, that hits the under.
I do. I do that every week, Jim. So let me do this. 31-24. How's that sound?
That's much better, Greg. And of course, we forgot to name our winner, Timothy from Phoenix. And that's it for our show. Be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.